Simon McShane. We're having a talk about Mick from Derry. Now, an impressive winner in Hobart on Sunday, but they're probably a little bit of a story to tell in the lead-up to how he became a racehorse. What was he like as a youngster?
He was a total handful, Peter. He thought he was a colt. He'd been cut a little bit short in the gelding process, and he was chasing all the horses well and truly towering above him in height in the paddock, to the point where they were jumping over the fence to get away from him. And we went up to the paddock one day, and he had three huge horses standing on the other side of the fence, and we were trying to work out what was going on. And anyway, it was Mad Mick, as he was known then. We couldn't get that race name, but we nicknamed him Mad Mick. And we found out later that, you know, he was a virtual rig. And then we started to break him in, and he lined up the handler, Renee, who works with us, and TKO'd her, put her into hospital for the day, kicked her in the head.
Wow.
It's a bit scary.
Why the name Mick from Derry? Was that something to do with a relation of your dad?
That is the forebears of the McShanes in Australia. The two convict brothers, well, they weren't convicts until they got caught, in Derry, Northern Ireland, were sent to Australia in the early 1800s, did their time, obviously, down at Port Arthur, and then they released them, and they came almost to Broadmarsh. And Michael McShane, who Mick from Derry is named after, ran up enough debts to get back into Port Arthur. So they threw him back into jail for another 12 months, and then they sent him up this way. And on the trip from Port Arthur to Broadmarsh, he racked up enough money to buy a plot of land. And we don't know to this day whether it was real money or funny money. And ended up getting the McShane farm, which is where we still are. So from 1818 till now, thanks to Mick from Derry, we farm and we train our horses on the same property. It's a real pleasure.
Well, let's hope that Mick from Derry can go on and win more races, because, you know, there's a lot of heritage there, and in the name alone. But he does have a future, Brendan?
Yes, look, he's a half-brother to GJH and Weaver Boy. We know that he's going to run distance. We really feel that he's going to be better suited to a wet track, so over the next few months, which is why he's in now, we hope to get him onto a wet track and realise his potential. There's no reason why he won't run 3,000 metres. He just goes and goes and goes. And Russ Revel rides in work sometimes, and he just says this horse will run all day, and we believe him. So the horse is also the very first winner for my aunt and uncle, Robert and Susie Legro. They've been coming to the races since the late 60s, and never ever had a winner. And Mick from Derry is their first ever winner.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they're going to have a lot of fun with him, because, you know, he's a nice type of horse. He's a good-looking type.
Yeah, he's strong, very, very strong, and athletically pleasing to look at. And we just think that sky's the limit for Mick from Derry.
All right, well, thanks for a trip down memory lane of the McShane family, and let's hope that Mick from Derry can go on and win more races.
Thank you, Peter.